choice rallies across the nation. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Thousands are gathering in protest over the leaked Supreme Court documents suggesting the justices could overturn Roe v. Wade. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson is in Washington, D.C.
There's 380 events across the country, Chicago, New York, and right here in the nation's capital, a direct result of that leaked draft opinion to potentially overturn Roe v. Wade. Of course, we won't know any final decision until the end of June. Of course, this comes after there's been protests at the homes of Supreme Court justices, especially the conservative justices. Of course, there's a 6-3 conservative majority on the court.
The Senate on Wednesday failed to pass a Democrat-led bill that aimed to move towards codifying Roe v. Wade. There's been another visit by a high-level U.S. delegation to Ukraine. Republican leader Senator Mitch McConnell led the group to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky in Kyiv. Among the delegation were Republican Senators John Barrasso of Wyoming, Susan Collins of Maine, and John Cornyn of Texas. Meanwhile, Ukraine says Russian forces are withdrawing from Kharkiv after bombarding it for weeks. Southern border communities are still bracing for the outcome of a federal judge's decision on the legality of a White House plan to end Title 42. Eagle Pass, Texas Mayor Pro Tem Yolanda Ramon on Cavuto Live.
That's how we have Title 42, to use it as a tool, then let's please use it. Let's not remove it. Let's continue to keep it there just so that we can put a hold or even probably try to slow down the influx of immigration that's coming in.
An even larger influx of migrants is expected if Title 42 ends. Authorities say 20 people were injured in two shootings in downtown Milwaukee last night. The injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. A man is in custody for one shooting. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
President Biden is urging state and local leaders to use the $350 billion in American Rescue Plan money allocated for purposes of community policing and crime prevention. He made the plea from the White House Friday.
To every governor, every mayor, every county official, the need is clear. My message is clear. Spend this money now that you have. Use these funds we've made available to you to prioritize public safety. Do it quickly before the summer when crime rates typically surge.
He says more than $10 billion from the American Rescue Plan have already been used to help prevent violence and increase public safety in the country. A man facing charges in the murder of two sisters in South Carolina 12 years ago has been taken into custody in Colorado.
Williamsburg County, South Carolina deputies have been looking for Joseph Germain Brand since Tuesday after he was charged with failure to appear when he didn't return to face the murder charges after being treated and released from a group home in 2016. Investigators eventually tracked him to Pueblo, Colorado. Authorities say in 2010 he lived with his father a few doors down from 65-year-old Naomi Johnson and her sister, 74-year-old Thelma Haddock, and that he went to the sisters' home asking to work at the house for money. And when they refused, he shot them. Arrest warrants show he confessed to the killings but was found incompetent to stand trial. The victim's family is calling for an investigation as to how Brand was able to elude authorities for years. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
Former White House National Security Advisor Robert C. McFarlane, a top aide to President Reagan, has died while visiting family in Michigan. McFarlane pleaded guilty in 1988 to charges for his role in an illegal arms for hostages deal known as the Iran-Contra affair. It was later pardoned by President George H.W. Bush. He was 84. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.